Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 20 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast.
And in this episode, I talked to Amy Mills from 17th Street Barbecue. They have two locations of their restaurants. They have one in Murfreesboro. That's the original one, Murfreesboro, Illinois. The second one is in Marion, Illinois. We talk about the restaurants. I was really excited. We get into Peace, Love, and Barbecue, which is it's right behind me. It's the very first barbecue book I ever received and ever read. And it's fantastic, and it's got stories and recipes. It's so killer, and it's still on the bestseller list after all these years. We talk about their new book, Peace, Praise the Lard, Praise the Lard, and we also talk about her consulting wing, which is called On Cue Consulting, which is a cool thing that they put together where you come out to their location in Murfreesboro, and you spend time with her father, spend time with her, other pit masters, other professionals. It's learning the ropes about opening a barbecue restaurant, which is extremely, extremely important if you're going to do that. So I'll put a link below for that. We also talk about what it's like growing up in a barbecue family, about the barbecue family that she now has that's expanded globally because of the barbecue industry and everything that she does. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Please subscribe to the podcast. I'll be adding at least 2 to 3 per week. Lots of great people, barbecue city guides, off the beaten path type stuff, but all within the barbecue and barbecue joint world. Rate it. Please let me know what you think. Shoot me an email. Tell me who you'd like to see on this. I also have a YouTube interview series with a lot of these, so you could actually see the people and see their reactions and see what they're all about at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. Then enjoy this. Well, good afternoon, Amy.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Do you have a busy day today?
Very busy.
What does a usual day look like for you? Or is there not a usual day? Or what is a...
There is no usual day. I have actually been in Nashville on book tour doing a couple of events. So I just got back last night, and today I'm back in the office, and I'm working on a new project. We have a factory that we're building to bottle barbecue sauce.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm working with some new people we've just hired in our catering department, and I'm just answering millions of emails and trying to get t-shirts reordered and ads created and all kinds of
things. Wow. Well, thank you for taking the time out of that crazy schedule.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, I wanted to get into the book. I wanted to get into On Cue. I wanted to get in the restaurants. But I kind of wanted to know a little bit of your background and what it was like growing up in a barbecue family.
Sure. I didn't really think it was that special. I didn't realize it was special growing up in under Mike Mills until much later in my life. But, you know, my family has just always barbecued, and we have always had a family barbecue sauce that until she died, my grandmother made.
Okay.
You know, really up until about almost 1998, she was making it. And then, you know, when production got to be a little overwhelming, we had to start finding another way to get that sauce made. So, you know, I thought we always ate really well. When I first moved to Dallas, back in the late 80s, I tried barbecue there. You know, at that point, Dallas was not really known for barbecue. It didn't really have any great barbecue. And I was really disappointed. I was looking for this taste of home, and that's not what our barbecue tasted like.
Okay.
So I didn't realize how special it was, and I had to go away and then come back.
Kind of, really. That's like how a lot of things in life are, I imagine.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how long is the restaurant, the first one, when did it open up?
Well, 17th Street opened in 1985.
85, okay.
And before that, from the mid-70s till probably 1983, my dad had a different bar called The Corner,
okay.
Corner Tap. And there, he was really more interested in selling alcohol. And he would do barbecues and fish fries on the weekends and give the food away,
okay,
in order to entice people to come and buy more booze.
Okay, that makes sense.
Then he decided to switch that around a little bit and start charging for the barbecue when we opened the new place.
Okay, and so, but was that a dream of his always to, I know because he had the bar, but did he want to have a restaurant, or was that in the back of his mind that maybe someday I might open a restaurant?
Maybe it was. He was a dental technician, and he cooked every day in his dental lab. So he and my uncle might go fishing or hunting before work, and they would come in and clean their wildlife and use the boil-out tanks to dunk the birds and boil them and do all kinds of crazy things. But always, you know, he had something cooking, and people, his friends would come for lunch. Even the UPS man timed his delivery so he could show up for lunch and be fed too.
Oh, that's great. Did you, but
cooking has always been a passion.
Now, did you work in the restaurant at the beginning, or did you come on board later on? Or I don't know.
No. I never worked in the restaurant because I was in high school and then away at school when all that started. And so I always worked for my uncle in his catalog showroom business. And that's actually the room where you see me right now. This was a store at one time. And I worked, the grass is always greener working for somewhere else, right? For someone else, not your dad. Right. And at the corner, you know, I was too young and too female to work there.
That makes sense. Then, so when did you come on board for 17th Street? Or did you work with Big Apple? No, didn't you? Apple City, don't you guys, the team, the barbecue team, did you guys?
Oh, the team. No, I really was not involved in the team, you know, in the first go around. Again, I was in college and then had moved away during all of that.
Okay.
So I was there for the last time they won, but I was really not, never part of the barbecue team. But when Apple City disbanded, you know, we call 17th Street the home of Apple City Barbecue.
Okay.
So that was where you could then get that barbecue every day at 17th Street. So that's why my dad, on the back of all of his shirts, he loves that Apple Man that he
yes, I love that.
Proudly displays on there with, you know, Apple City Barbecue, Murfreesboro, Illinois.
It's synonymous for sure.
Right. He wants to make sure that name never dies.
That's great. Now, did you have a background in marketing? I'm assuming you did.
So I went away to journalism school. I ran far and fast from Murfreesboro, and I went away to journalism school in Missouri. And then I lived very briefly in Dallas, where I worked for a major ad agency, and then moved to Boston. So I've always had some sort of advertising, marketing, PR job. And when I was home once, probably 15 years ago at this point, maybe 17 years ago, my dad handed me this little post-it note, and he said, we call these people back for me. And it turns out it was a writer for Martha Stewart Living magazine. And she
Wow.
said, oh, for calling me, but I called 3 weeks ago, and I was looking for some information about mail order barbecue, but I've already written the article. My deadline has passed. And so I went back to my dad and I said, Daddy, start giving me those little pieces of paper because I missed this great opportunity. So I just started, you know, kind of in a PR function, even though I was still living in Boston, and I still divide my time between Boston and here.
That's what I thought.
But I would follow up on PR requests and then, you know, initiate PR and different things that were happening. And as long as I had a cell phone and FedEx and a computer, I can really work from almost anywhere.
Yeah, for sure. And now did you, when you came on board, did you have any inkling at all about how big barbecue was become? Was it becoming big when you first, or it's at a level right now, which is pretty amazing. I'm sure it blows your dad away too.
It really grows every year. And, you know, there have been years when I think this is it. This is the pinnacle, but it still continues. So, you know, really a lot of rapid changes. But the first time my dad was really ever written about nationally was in 1994 in Vogue magazine.
Okay.
So barbecue has been around for a long time, and he has had the benefit of getting some great national press for a really long time. You know, at that point, he'd been on Good Morning America a few times, but, you know, it certainly accelerated. And I would say, really, you know, when we wrote Peace, Love, and Barbecue, things had been changing rapidly around that point. Things were accelerating. I really have to give Danny Meyer and Blue Smoke a huge amount of credit for, you know, where barbecue is today with the mainstream media because of the Big Apple Barbecue Block Party, you know, which they started to say, hey, you know, we are legitimate. Look, these are our barbecue friends, and there are these famous people from all over the country. You know, that really gave us a platform in New York City to meet and mingle with all kinds of media with whom we would not necessarily know. They wouldn't travel to our little corners of the world.
That's quite possible, yes.
A huge opportunity, an amazing experience. And, you know, this is this June was the 15th.
Has it been 15 years?
15 years. So lots of changes and lots of things have happened in those 15 years, but there are still some things that are always very constant in the barbecue world, and that's great.
Yeah, and it kind of boils down to consistency, quality, and
exactly,
and heart, and having a passion for it. And it's always shown. What's that again?
I said the cream continues to rise.
and it always will. Yeah, there'll always be new, like, up and comers trying to do it, but it's, you know, in the end, it's the ones that have the most passion and really the desire, right, and fortitude.
And some, lots of people will make it. There are lots of new barbecue heroes out there right now, which is so great. You know, you can't ever not have new people, or your industry will die. It can't just stay stagnant or the same.
And it's exciting, because it used to be really hard, especially even in Los Angeles, to get good barbecue or decent barbecue, and now it's growing, and especially across the United States as well.
That's exciting.
Now, for you, for the with Peace, Love, and Barbecue, did you realize, you didn't realize how big that book would be? I know that that was one of the very first barbecue books I ever got, and I'm sure that is.
Well, I knew it would be special because I had an inside track, and I could get people to talk to me and tell me all kinds of things. I think people talk to each other differently than they talk to a journalist. And so I knew the questions to ask, and I sort of knew where I wanted some of those conversations to go. And, you know, they would just chat and tell me all kinds of things. So I knew it would be a special book and unlike any other book that's out there. And I'm, you know, really gratified that it continues to sell so well. And now with Praise the Lard, which is doing really well and has been so exciting, that's kind of Peace, Love, and Barbecue back up again as well. But, you know, it's really never fallen out of the top 100. The last time I looked, I think it was like 68, and that's going into its 13th summer. So that's pretty good.
That is phenomenal. Well, congratulations on that. That's just great. That's kind of unheard of in the publishing world.
Well, it's evergreen, and I'm really happy about that. I'm happy about that too, because that book really, while it talked about 17th Street and us, it's really the story of 58 of our best barbecue friends. We've talked to about 58 different people there, and really, you know, shine a spotlight on people who didn't have a platform before. And it's done some amazing things for other people's businesses, and I'm really proud of that.
See, that's nice. And that kind of lends back to the whole barbecue family, that I'm sure that you had probably a small barbecue family, but now your barbecue family is enormous. And how, tell me,
it is enormous.
Yeah, tell me a little
our
bit about that.
Huge. Well, you know, we've been fortunate to travel extensively, and we always eat barbecue wherever we go. You know, we have people we know from the competition circuit. We have people we know from the restaurant world, and it really does just continue to grow. And now with On Cue, we have had over 700 people from 45 states and 16 countries come to Murfreesboro and take part in these classes. And many of them either had a barbecue business or have started a barbecue business. So that's amazing to have, you know, helped or touched that many different people. And they've touched us as well. You know, we learn just as much from them by the questions they ask or experiences they tell us about. It's really a win-win all around.
And go into a little bit about On Cue and what that is.
Okay. So On Cue is our consulting arm of our company. And we started that 7 years ago. I would notice that people would come to 17th Street and they want to sit at the foot of the master and chat about barbecue. And my daddy will talk to anybody all day long about barbecue, sometimes to the detriment of our own business. And so I decided to start having these classes because we could get more people in and get more people involved and really take care of some of the consulting requests that we get that we can't always fulfill, or that people don't really can't afford a full consulting package. So, you know, they cost enough to be, you have to be serious to want to come to one of these classes, but they are also an excellent investment if you are already in the business and you just want to learn a few little tips and tricks.
Oh, for sure.
Or the Iron Curtain, or if you don't know what you're doing at all. We've had people who come and they see all of this and they say, that is way too much work. I'm not going to get into that business.
Which is good.
Or they were energized. Right. They had to pay a very small amount to figure out, save a lot of money later.
Exactly. It's a lot cheaper than investing in an entire restaurant.
Right. And they go home and they start, you know, they're even more excited about getting into the business. So,
yeah, I've talked to a lot of different people that have come to On Cue and that have actually opened up restaurants.
Lots of different people.
Yeah, it's a great resource, and it's also it's I'm sure it's a fun getaway, and it's exciting to be around you guys and get energized.
Well, and we feel really strongly about having that here because one of our mantras is barbecue is a culture, not a concept. And so we want people to come here and absorb our culture and see what we have going on here. And people are pretty amazed. You know, we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, but we have a lot going on.
And what exactly do you have going on there? You have two restaurants. How far away are the restaurants from each other?
The restaurants are 22 miles apart. And then we have this facility, it's called the warehouse that you see behind me. And this is our event space. So we have two event rooms. One holds 300 people and it expands to hold 500. The other one holds, you know, 50 to 80 people. We have a catering kitchen, mail order. You know, we have a lot of things under the roof here. And this facility really allows us to put those classes on and have some great space in which to work. If we just had our restaurant, we would not be able to do those classes.
That'd be very difficult. Are there classes coming up in the fall that are available still?
Yes, we have a catering master class that's coming up in November,
Okay.
and I cannot tell you what exact date because I
That's
don't have it
okay.
in front
I'll
of
put it
me.
in the show notes.
Thank you. And we have a whole hog extravaganza. This will be the sixth whole hog
Okay.
extravaganza, and that is in January. And then we'll have a business of barbecue class in either March or April.
Okay.
We really plan these classes sort of around our times that aren't so busy.
Okay, that
So
makes
we
sense.
have those three classes each year.
And so there still are spaces available for those classes.
Yeah, there are plenty of spaces in both of those. I have not even announced the lineup for the whole hog class. That class is special because we invite five to seven other barbecuers to come and take part in that. So we cook a demo and cook a lot of different hogs, different styles, different woods, different seasonings, and then we get to eat them all so you can sort of compare and contrast
Oh, that's great
the different
knowledge.
hogs. Yes, we do brisket. We always do some specialty item. We do porchetta. You're really getting some great demo from the who's who of the barbecue world. You would have to travel thousands of miles to visit all of these people. They wouldn't really have the time to sit with you and
Exactly.
show you everything they show you here under one roof. We always have a great, some sort of media partner who comes and covers the class. This past year we had Lucky Peach. They came. Unfortunately, they are closing their magazine,
Yeah.
but they are a barbecue book, and they interview people for that. And there's a Netflix series, and they filmed for that Netflix series
That for the
as
barbecue,
well.
the it's coming out soon, isn't it? I think it's a barbecue journals or barbecue travel. It's I forget what it was called.
I'm not sure what they're calling that, but it's the whole show is about many other things, but ours is going to be the barbecue
Oh, okay,
episode.
okay. So it's something else. So.
Yeah.
Well, that and then so now for your shipping, do you how many what items do you ship across the United States?
So we ship barbecue sauces, magic dust, t-shirts, other little, you know, coffee mugs, some other items like that, our books that you can have personalized and autographed. And then we ship ribs, pulled pork, and baked beans.
Okay.
So we ship food items.
And that's a pretty big business for you guys too, right?
It is. The food items are not quite as large of a business as just the sauce and other items because the shipping is so prohibitive.
Gotcha.
So it can cost much, much more to ship than food actually
Yeah,
costs.
and that's how
So that
it
can
is for barbecue across the United States, it seems. It's really, really expensive.
it is. It is. We also offer our food through Foodie Direct, and that's a $12.50 flat rate shipping. So that's really a better deal
Definitely.
for people who want to order a barbecue. But then, of course, I have to pay Foodie Direct, so.
So it'd be better to get it through you guys. Go directly to the source, I always say.
I don't care how they get it.
No, that's true. And
I
it's
just like to get it in people's hands.
like so for the book tour, are you currently on your book tour or are you finishing that up right now?
I just finished the first leg of it this weekend in Nashville, and then for the rest of this month, I'm not doing too much. It's the beginning of school and the end of summer in some places. We're going to ramp things back up again in the fall.
And tell us a little bit about the book. What differentiates it from Peace, Love, and Barbecue?
So, Praise the Lard is very different. It is really the story of 17th Street. It is the story of my dad's journey in barbecue and my parallel journey in barbecue many years later. It talks a lot about our town. It's really a love letter to our town and to our families and to this place that we have worked so hard to create. So there are about 100 recipes, and they are recipes from our restaurant, from our catering operation, and then sort of treasured family recipes and things we make at home.
Okay, yeah, and it's great. It's definitely worthwhile, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes too, because it's something that people, and I've seen it all. It makes me so happy. Every bookstore I go to, which there aren't as many bookstores as there used to, but I see big displays, and it makes me so happy for you guys.
Well, that makes me happy too. It was definitely a labor of love. You know, the first book was a lot of black and white pictures of people, and I actually did the photography in the first book. I did. I'm a journalism student, so I have a little knowledge about
Well,
all
that's
that.
Good.
But this book is, you know, beautiful food photography by Ken Goodman, who I think is so wildly talented, and it's structured a little bit more like a regular cookbook. So in addition to meat, and I'm actually really proud of the meat chapter in this book, because a lot of books say, you know, cook the barbecue and till internal temperature of 185.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't tell you all the stuff along the way. So this tells you, you know, this is what you're looking for. After 30 minutes, do this. After an hour, do that. It's very, very detailed cooking instructions. And it has a really great whole hog chapter, too, with some very detailed instructions. So I'm really proud of that.
Well, thank you for putting it out. We definitely appreciate it. On this side, for sure. So the rest of this year, where can people see you? Will you be at the American Royal? Will you?
I am not sure because of the date change of the American Royal, how that's happened. I know. I'm pretty sure Mike will be there because of some Hall of Fame activities. I'm not sure that I will make that. We actually are in the path of totality for the eclipse that's coming up on August 21st.
Oh, you are. Oh, that's great.
We are. So it's all hands on deck here to get through that, because you know we're expecting hundreds of thousands of people.
Easily.
I'm not quite sure what to expect. So then we have the Kentucky State Barbecue Festival in Danville, Kentucky, in early September. Mm-hmm. We have our own Apple Festival the week after that. We have our own cook-off the week after that, which is the 30th anniversary this year. So it's a dual-sanctioned MBN and KCBS cook-off, and it's tons of fun. We have people who come from about 14 states and other countries. We've had England and Germany come to compete as well.
That's so wild.
It's so wild, yes. We are going to be in Austin, Charleston, Dallas, and Louisville.
Okay.
We'll be at the Jack Daniels. Then that sort of takes us into November when we have our catering class, and then we will be busy with holiday parties and all of those, just normal business.
Yeah.
Yes, and then we'll ramp back up again in January.
Well, you're extremely busy, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time. And I love what you do. I've never been to your restaurant. I've been in contact with you guys for years, but I have to come out, and I'll definitely come out and take one of your classes, because it just seems like a life changing experience.
I think you would like it. And what's really special are the people you meet in the class become your friends too, and kind of your whole little network. And I love seeing people posting pictures on Facebook when they visit one another. And we have a guy from Alaska, Jack Goodsell, at Turnigan Armpit Barbecue.
Okay, well, I didn't know that one. That's so funny. I don't know.
Yes. But people have been to visit him, and they post pictures on Facebook, and it makes me really happy to connect people. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, you guys are spreading the love, and I appreciate it. And say hello to your father, and thank you for taking the time. And I'll shoot you a link when I post this up.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.